Hi, yes, sir.
So when you had a domestic quarrel with a wife, or your wife get you off and you're getting into it all to hell, and somebody called the police and they come to that, they're not calling the police to come there to kill you, but the police is coming there with the intention to kill you if they have to.
Yes, sir.
When they stop you to give you a traffic ticket, they stop you with their intentions of killing you if they have to.
Yes, sir.
You just got a traffic ticket for parking, and you got to pay it, and you better not run. And if you start to run, pow, they're going to shoot you and kill you.
Yes, sir.
In the name of justice.
Yes,
a country that they say, and God bless.
Yes, sir.
I want you to take an understanding about that. Just take a look at that.
Yes, sir.
You have a traffic ticket, and that is the only reason that they have to stop you, but they will kill you if you go to run or move. Don't you move. I'll blow your head off. You're under arrest, and I have to take you in no matter what.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute here. That is taken consideration of what's going on here now. Now law has overstepped its boundaries.
That's right, yes, sir.
You don't give a person the authority to kill somebody over a ticket.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's the law, you know.
Yes.
The law, my foot.
Yes, sir.
People don't vote people in and make laws. The people supposed to make the law, and the people don't make the law for you to kill a person for a traffic ticket.
That's yes, sir.
People will not vote, if you put it on the record, people will not vote for you to kill someone. Give a cowboy the other one. People do not vote into things for you to kill somebody over arguing with his wife.
That's right, yes, sir.
Because he turned the corner on a red light.
Yes, right.
Because he didn't stop because I felt as if I want to shake him. Stop, I think you got something. The person might don't have nothing.
Yes, right.
Your little child.
Yes, that's right.
Even be a 9-year-old child. If you tell that child, stop it, that child starts to run. I'm telling you, I've seen it. The police throws his gun and shoot.
Yes, sir.
Stop! Stop in the name of the law!
Yes, sir.
Hey, God is saying, stop in the name of decency.
Yes,
stop this foolishness, America, in the name of this, but you can't. Your ass is out, America!
Yes, sir.
You're putting things to God and saying, God says this, and you're doing other than that.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about this is a good thing that the law of God and the presence of Master Wallace keeps alive. Mama is better than the most other black has given us on the great America.
Oh, yes, sir.
The great mystery of Babylon,
yes,
and why she is doomed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you the truth. They have the right. They kick in your door. And if somebody would come to that policeman's door and kick in that door, that policeman would grab his gun and shoot.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He's going to keep his gun close by him. But if they keep in your door, and you have a license to have a gun, and you reach for your gun to shoot them, you're going to jail, sir. If anybody kick in your door, and you shoot them and kill them, you are going to jail, sir. Unless you're a white man, certain white man.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can't open up a business.
Yes, sir.
If someone tried to break in your business and you shoot them, they're going to take you to jail.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious on that.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's a known fact.
Yes, sir.
They will lock you up for that.
That's right.
But it's okay if it's them.
Yes, sir.
God didn't say that.
That's right.
That's right.
God didn't say that at all.
No, sir.
A lie, Jehovah, Jehovah, whatever they wanted to be. Didn't say that.
That's right.
Didn't tell you. Start getting rid of children.
Yes, sir.
Because you feel as if you don't want one because you got a career as a woman in some type of business. But it is that way in hell.
Yes, sir.
You supposed to be representing a godly faring nation?
Yes, sir.
This is not a godly faring nation.
That's right. No,
sir. No way, shape, form, or fashion. You will say, well, they're fighting over in the Holy Land. They're fighting a holy war over in the Holy Land. A holy conflict.
Yes, sir.
They're not going around shooting people down about traffic tickets. No way you find on records where they're going down shooting people about traffic tickets. People are not breaking into each other's houses and stealing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They're going to fix it so that you can't have a house, but then they're going to lock you up for a bag addict.
Yes, sir.
They're going to for being a homeless person.
Yes,
and yet they're going to admit at the same time they don't have no place for you to sleep.
That's right, sir.
They don't have enough place for you to sleep, but if you lay your head down somewhere, you're going to, what kind of foolishness is that?
That's right, sir.
I want you to talk to me the truth.
Yes, sir.
America will fix it so that you don't have no place to lay your head and then lock you up if you lay your head somewhere. And kill you if you try to stop them from knocking you up from laying your head somewhere to sleep.
Yes, sir.
That leaves someone something to be desired.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to tell me that I should throw my hat into the American way?
Yes, sir. Right.
I tell you that the laws that govern America is also necessary for America to keep functioning as she's going down.
Yes, sir.
But the laws is not going to stop the downward plunge. It's only put there to establish so that the rich will be able to still be able to have a little bit of heaven as more people go into a state of hell.
Yes, sir.
So that the rich Jew and the rich Christian theologies, the old theologians and stuff, still be able to, people, the Jews who own the IRS, the revenue, the people, who the Jews who really the only ones that own that tax thing in the first place, the whole Jewish family.
Yes, sir.
So that they know that they had to build an army and military and train them and police force so that when the end come and you're going down and the rest of you are going down, you won't come up there to try to take none of their apples.
Yes, sir.
And none of their wealth. So that they can surely enjoy it, and when they get way down there deep enough, they know sooner or later it's going to be gone, but what the hell, it might not be before my, and I might die of this here cancer this way or something.
Yes, sir.
This is the way they pacify and relate it to themselves.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Surely there are good peoples in America, but that don't mean that America is good.
That's right.
Surely there are good people trying to bring about law and order in America, but it's useless, but I'm still for them. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
That's what makes them happy, and that's what makes them content. Do that, and that's fine. That still eases some of the pressures for the righteous people, those people in that position there, ease some of the pressure that the wicked world have in America on the righteous people.
Yes, sir.
So that when you go to the store, there are some righteous people in there working for the store, and what you would really want to see that you get your money's value worth.
Yes, sir.
And there's some people in the stores that don't give a damn. They're taking your money one way or the other.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You understand? So there are good people out there working, and those good people out there is a blessing from Allah, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever they want it to be.
Yes, sir.
You understand? There are good people that work in the system as sheriffs and policemen. There are good ones out there.
Yes, sir.
Which ease some of the burdens of this contaminated filth of the evil, good old guy, white guys that are in their seat with their big bloated belly are sitting there.
Yes, sir.
The devil himself.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, there are some out there that are trying, and I don't say that the black caucus is not trying to do their best, but they're doing the best that they possibly can, and they know that what they're doing is not going to be able to save it. They won't tell you that. I hold that against them.
Yes, sir.
They know whatever they're doing, they're not going to be successful in saving America.
Yes, sir.
They're all aware of what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
But they try to get away from that saying, but we're talking about going to heaven somewhere up in the sky somewhere.
Yes, sir.
All praise and due to Allah, God, the President, Master, Brother, Chief, Allah, Number 6, for the message of the Messenger. I think this is a good tape that Allah, God, the President, Master, Brother, Chief, Allah, Number 6, for the message of the Messenger, has given us.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So that we would know the truth of the matter. Don't let no one come to you, seduce you to put knives in your hands, guns in your hands, make you want to draw up the fight and attack somebody. That is not the way. All you want is out the house.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
And they don't even really want, to let you out the house.
Yes, sir.
You better not leave. You ain't got no passport to leave this country.
That's right, yeah.
You ain't got no money to leave this country. You better not even go sit in a corner somewhere and a group of y'all get together and don't even want nothing but just to sit there and pray, because they're going to come and bust that up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So if it wasn't for this God coming, we'd be in a hopeless position. We couldn't get out of here. We could just kiss it goodbye. But thanks to Allah, God, and the person, the Master, Wallace, Chief, Allah, Muhammad, and the Master, the Most Honored, the Right Muhammad, we have a way. We have a liftoff, and it was showed to us so that we don't have to be a believer. We are a knower.
Yes, sir.
So I cannot forsake that for Joshua Farrakhan, is it?
Yes, sir.
I cannot forsake that for Wardeen, is it?
Yes, sir.
I cannot forsake this for Muhammad, I mean, Sunniism.
Yes, sir.
Or Raymond Sharifism.
Yes, sir.
Or Silas Muhammadism.
Yes, sir.
Or Yusuf Bayism.
That's right.
I'm not going to sacrifice that for none of that ism, because what they got was from ism from Allah, God, and the person that's the one that's from Allah, Muhammad, that's the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
So that's all that I want.
That's right, yes, sir.
I don't need nobody else's isms.
That's right.
Because it's been proved to fool, to feel like chicken isms.
Yes, sir.
I love you to know that I love all righteous peoples and understand the other, and I don't have no hate.
Yes, sir.
And I don't advocate hate.
That's right, yes, sir.
The person who thinks that this is hate that we're teaching is really the hate maker.
Yes, sir.
They don't see, I tell you what, if they wanted to do anything, what they should do is this here, they should run all the peoples too. Joshua, Farrakhan, them.
Yes, sir.
So any of the Muslims teaching this kind of way, because we don't advocate no gun, but then they say, after y'all get together, y'all might pick up a gun. What in the hell would it, what kind of sense would it make for us to pick up a gun when millions upon millions with bazookas and guns has not defeated this house?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I am not that big of a fool.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
A bazooka ain't going to whoop this house.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
A hand grenade is not going to whoop this house.
Yes, sir.
A divine supreme being, Allah. That's the one of people around my mother. There's nothing about my mother. Troops have been trained that's going to whoop this house.
That's right.
What's the nature is going to whoop this house? Yes, this house is whooping its own damn self.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's whooping it. It's whooping itself.
Yes, sir.
Time for me to go back to the single. I got to go back to the single cell of life.
Yes, sir.
So be sure to play this tape. And I don't know why you don't want to play it all with you. Be sure to play it to everybody. But it's the will of Allah, God, and the person of Allah, for Allah, the person of Allah, the person of Allah, the person of Allah, the person of Allah, go anyway. Do the best you possibly can, and you do the rest.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Sajalahu.
Sajalahu, sir.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being February 6, 1994, Sajalahu.
To the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year by Lord and Host of February 7th, 1994.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So your appointment is over there in the hustle place over there is in 2 days, right?
Yes, sir. Wednesday.
Okay, did you go see about your, what transpired about your teeth?
He said that it's highly infected. I have an abscess on it. So he gave me some antibiotics and some more pain pills for the pain. And see, he told me I have to come back next Wednesday, and he's going to pull it.
Okay, but now here's what you want to do, too. You also, at the same time, you want to get your whole mouth taken care of.
Yes, sir.
Since you're going into there, you know, it's different than when you were little. It ain't all that painful and stuff. And then what you want to do is you want to get your teeth clean.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Where they take that thing around on, and then you get yourself some of that whitener to seal them again.
Yes, sir.
So it looks just like you got a whole smack brand new set, and you just keep them brushed from then on.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All praises to Allah, God, and the praises of 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 Allah.
Myself, Answer So-Called Donna, Answer So-Called Chantel, and Answer So-Called Erica, and all of the little answers.
Who's missing?
Okay, Answer So-Called Cynthia, and Answer So-Called Monique, and So-Called Calvin, and So-Called Nichelle, and So-Called, they went to make some copies, and also, you know, when I went for my eye appointment, So-Called Calvin had went also, and he had to get some reading glasses, and she took him to get his glasses.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What I was going to tell you is when you're moving around sometime, are you going to drop people off and pick people up? Sometime when, you know, like when they were going to the temple on Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Would you try to move around as best as you possibly can in the Cadillac, as best as you possibly can in the other van? You utilize the red and white van a lot.
Okay, yes, sir.
So utilize it as best as the other ones as best as you possibly can until we get this insurance thing straightened up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pray to do that. I got in the prison of Master Bada Tifa, I'm a special for the message of the Muslim Black. And another thing, just like when the sister, see, I got in the prison of Master Bada Tifa, I'm a special for the Muslim Black, makes known to you that the